This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A candidate for Denver mayor is dropping out of the race. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports there are still 16 candidates in the running.
Cater Cover CEO Kwame Spearman was one of the last to enter and first to drop out of the city's 2023 general election. He ran on a law and order platform, promoted enforcing Denver's urban camping ban, and described himself as a neighborhood mayor. He has endorsed former Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Bruff. Ballots have already been mailed out, meaning Spearman's name will still appear. Voters have until April 4th to vote. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new state bill would try to help apartment residents charge their electric vehicles. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
So you want to buy an EV, but you live in an apartment and don't have anywhere to charge it. Colorado Democrats are trying to tackle that very real problem. They're pushing a bill that would require new and newly renovated multifamily residences to make some parking spaces EV ready. Bill sponsor Alex Valdez is a Denver Democrat.
We think this bill is a great balance and that this is something that's going to really advance the ability for Coloradans to charge the cars that they're already buying.
The State Home Builders Association says the bill could drive up construction costs. But sponsors say it's far cheaper to add EV infrastructure during construction than to do it later. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. It's 4:06.